Joining me now by phone, Fox News radio reporter Bill Marcus. And Bill, you've been following the story. You're joining us now from Shanghai. You're with us?
Yes, good evening, Harris.
My first question for you, Cheng Guangcheng, in the U.S. Embassy, do we know? And why are we not getting some confirmation one way or the other?
Well, part of that is diplomacy, and a large part of it's face. As you say, the State Department won't confirm or deny it. And when you're dealing with China, maintaining the ability to have kind of a culpable deniability is very important if you want to negotiate. Most events here that are of any importance never ever take place in the bright lights of publicity. They take place in quiet. So in order to engender trust with the people that you're negotiating with, and also, as I say, to make sure that the other side feels comfortable and give yourself some wiggle room, you don't confirm or deny.
I hear you saying, save face. This has got to be, from what I'm reading anyway, an embarrassment for the Chinese government. How are they spinning this publicly there within that country?
Oh, spinning? There's no such word. It's blacked out totally.
Wow.
Most everyday Chinese people don't even know what's going on. I asked a couple of folks over the weekend, and they went blank. It's a very interesting story, but they had no idea what's going on. The objective of the government is to relegate this guy to basic obscurity. That's why Amnesty International made him a prisoner of conscience. It's kind of like how the apartheid government in South Africa used to have banned persons, keep them off the airwaves, make them irrelevant.
Interesting. Well, what about the social media, though? Because I know that there's got to be some way to get word in and out. Maybe I'm wrong about that.
Well, you could look at it with kind of Chinese eyes, if you can, or from their point of view. Yes, there is a social media, and, well, like I said, the Internet's blocked down. Anything from Chen, Guangcheng, GC, the words blind person, embassy, U.S. embassy,
wow.
Even reference to the movie Shawshank Redemption, which was on TV here a couple nights ago, and everybody got very excited trying to take that as a sign. That's been blocked out. But there's just a small community here that's aware of this, the activist community.
Mm-hmm.
And people, in order to, I say, look at it from the Chinese point of view, in order to get around the block, you get around the blocks on the Internet, it costs you $70. Most people simply aren't interested
they don't
in
have
spending
it.
Them.
Yeah,
no,
you mentioned-
no, they don't want to spend it. Nobody should spend it. It's not worth it.
The first public comments from the Obama administration at this point are that the president wants to strike an appropriate balance, and I've read it's between advancing human rights and maintaining U.S. relations with China. So what does that mean in terms of helping this man?
Well, like you said, there's an enormous amount of things on the table. That's why they have, Secretary Geithner and Secretary of State Hillary Clinton are coming here for annual talks.
Mm-hmm.
The national interests are profound. We're talking about again, selling F-16s to Taiwan, the issues of Syria, North Korea, Iran. There's been a three-week naval standoff in the Philippines between the Philippines and China, and the Philippines wants to ask us for help. So there's huge trade issues and an economic relationship that the U.S. has with China. At the same time, these are our ideals, and Chen Guangcheng is a man who fought for the powerless and spoke truth to power.
Right.
And he stands for everything that America stands for. And if we're going to walk the walk and talk the talk, we've got to stand behind what we said we're going to do and stand up for him.
Yeah, it's interesting because that's what the GOP candidate for president, Mitt Romney, basically has been saying today. You mentioned Secretaries Hillary Clinton and Timothy Geithner are coming this week. And my last question for you before we let you go, coincidence or not?
I don't know. Honest, I just don't know. From what I've read, I would... I'm going to speculate and make it very clear that I don't have the information about this, but I'd say no. He's been trying to get out. He's many attempts to get out, and this one was successful.
Wow. And he is such a face over there. You talk about the information block out of that country and information about him coming in, but people there see him as a national hero. Fox News Radio, Bill Marcus, thank you so very much for joining us tonight on this.
My pleasure, Harris. Thank you very much.
Let's move on.